Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the rainy side here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour that's coming up for you guys this afternoon. We're joined by Clinton Cunanan. He's making his first appearance on the program. He's a recording artist, a part of the group Another Lost Year. We're going to talk to him not only about his own journey in music, but also he's going to be introducing a new single off the group's new project, War on the Inside. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef Bruce Treader, he'll be giving us our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. As I said, it's going to be a great half hour. Even those, of course, joining us here, as I said, on the rainy side here in Mississippi. I know you guys are going to get something out of this. To get things kicked off, though, as I said, Clinton Cunanan is joining us live. Clinton, good afternoon, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing really well. Well, you know, I think congratulations are in order for you guys, first of all, Clinton. You know, not only with the work you've been able to do with Another Lost Year, but, of course, what you've been able to do musically overall. You know, I know that this time of year for a lot of people, as we're getting ready for, you know, for the beginning of a new year, people kind of reflect on where they've been, what they'd like to do. What has it been like for you? I know you've been very busy touring, but have you had the chance to kind of reflect on what you guys have accomplished and also the individuals you've been able to reach through your music?
Wow, you just forced me to sit down and look at myself. The last year and a half has been a blur. I mean, honestly, I look back now, we did over 220 shows last year on top of taking 2 months out to record the album. So it was a busy year last year.
Right.
Honestly, I haven't had time to really kind of sit down and let it impact me other than when we come home. Like, we're from Charlotte, North Carolina, so we would come home, you know, I think we were total home a month last year. That's total, you know, maybe a couple days here and there. And when we'd come home, people would be like, man, you guys are killing it right now. And we're, you know, we do this, you know, every day, so we don't really see we see the progress. I guess that's kind of a bad way to say it, but you don't really see the effect that it's having on everybody until you kind of get to come back to your hometown and see what everybody's saying. So it's been a crazy year, that's for sure, man.
Exactly. You know, and I think, as you mentioned, one of the things that has happened, and I alluded to it as well, are the fans. You know, we live in a world now where you guys are literally on the road, but, of course, we get to stay in contact with you virtually online through the social sites, as well as through interviews. I know I was listening as I was prepping for the show over the weekend. I mean, you were giving some interviews and you were talking about, you know, you've been, you know, all the way over to Wisconsin. And then, of course, you know, being able to pretty much crisscross this country to be able to share, you know, your gift of music. When you think about about what you guys have been able to do, though, Clinton, and I thought about this question with you, does it really prove to you that no matter where you're from, that there's something about music that unites people together and brings them together in a way that nothing else can?
For sure, man. I mean, we obviously we love all our fans, which are our friends, more than anything. I mean, like, each one of our fans, I would probably say that about 80% of those people I have met personally throughout the last 2 years. I mean, we've only been a band, we're coming up on 2 years now, and a lot of people kind of get caught up, oh, you guys became this. No, it's been 15 years of me being in and out of bands and the other guys being in and out of bands just for the chemistry to connect in this one. But absolutely, we have fans in, you know, overseas that don't even speak English that we get messages from, and, you know, you're trying to cipher through. There obviously is something that the music connects all of us in some way. I mean, a melody is a melody. It doesn't have a language. It doesn't have anything to it. It's just a melody, and I think that's what people kind of latch on to. So, yeah, for sure, music definitely connects us all.
definitely does connect. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Clinton Cunanan of the group Another Lost Year is joining us live. We're talking to him about the whirlwind that has been 2012. Of course, now what led to this point? They've been touring all over the place, being able to share their music. But as you alluded to, Clinton, this isn't something that began just 2 years ago for you. This has really been in the making for quite some time. What was it about music that first spoke to you? When you look back at your own experience in music, aside from being a part of any group, what was it about music that let you know that you wanted to have a relationship with it?
God, that's such a tough question. I don't know. I think everybody has a story that goes with them, and mine's probably not that different from most people's. I mean, I come from a broken home and things like that, but it seemed that you know, music was kind of a way that I related to my mom and music for sure, because I'm a product of the 90s alternative post-grunge movement. That tells my age there. but I don't know. There was times when, you know, Bush's 16 Stone album, I would just put that thing on, and it, no matter what was going on, everything just kind of went away. I watched Eddie and the Cruisers, too, a long time ago, and I was probably 8 years old, and I wanted to be a lead guitar player. I never wanted to be a singer. I always wanted to be a lead guitar player.
Yeah.
And the way that it made me feel made me want to give that back to somebody else, be it performing or writing or having something to do with some type of musical business. I just wanted to be able to let people know that, man, you know, you can turn to music. It won't let you down. I mean, you want to be angry, it can be angry. You want to be sad, it can be sad. You want to be happy, it'll be happy for you. It'll be happy with you, and it'll go through each one of those emotions with you when you need it to. Music never fails.
Right, right. So you talk about, of course, that connection and having that history that so many people can relate to. Do you think that has been the key? Because I had someone tell me on this program that realness recognizes realness. So do you think it's that connection that people are making with you, that they know that you're doing this for the love of it above everything else?
Absolutely. I mean, my close circle of friends and family members know that this isn't about fame and fortune, because the adage is, you know, there's no fame, there's no fortune in this. It always reminds me of White Man Can't Jump. There ain't no vista, no view here. it's definitely about, you know, just wanting to connect with people and tell them what's going on with me, and that they can, you know, like I said, there's hope out there. At the end of the day, it's so difficult to explain.
Well, you know, but I think people can relate to what you're saying anyway, Clinton. So tell me this, then. When you look at the over decade that you've been able to produce music or be involved in music in various ways, even before Another Lost Year, you know, there is, of course, the question of why. Because a lot of people, as you know, probably more so than myself, that, you know, there are individuals who you have seen, you know, begin before you and quit long, you know, long before you, you know, began a new chapter of your life. The longevity, do you think the explanation for that is the fact that you stayed true to yourself in the process and true to why you began to make music in the first place?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of country music. I love the storytelling aspect of country music. The thing that I'm not keen on with country music is that a lot of people aren't writers. They're just singers. Rather, which is kind of my downside of that, but I still love country music. The bands that write that real world stuff that I can absolutely relate to, that I can pull something from their lyrics, and or it's not necessarily lyrics. I mean, the song in a whole. But if I can take that and I can find a way to say, man, I went through that exact same thing. I know exactly what they're saying here. It naturally gravitates me more towards that, and that's what I did in writing this album. It was never, I didn't want to force anything. There are some great just commercial songs that are wrote just to be catchy and just to be commercial, and there's good songs, but the ones that I think have stood the time for me are the ones that, you know, are really saying something. They've been true. We never set out to be a rock band, a mainstream rock band at that. It just kind of happened. I mean, influence happens, whether or not we want it to, it comes out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, each one of those songs on the Better Days album that came out in September is a snapshot in time of my life, of exactly what I was going through at that time. And I tried to make it, you know, I won't say vague is a bad word, but vague is what I wanted to do, just so that it wasn't so personal that you could say, well, that couldn't be my situation because he was wearing blue instead of green. You know, that
right.
That kind of thing. You know, I think that's the key to being able to relate it. I mean, comedians, the same thing. Some of the funniest comedians, Kevin Hart is one of my favorite comedians. Because he talks about his kids. I have kids. I know exactly what he's talking about. And yeah. I find humor in it. And it's the same thing with songs. I mean, I want to be true to us. I mean, I write nonstop. I probably write 6 to 7 songs a week that just go to the wayside because, like, that's not our style. I'll set it aside for when I want to try something else, or if I find a band that's looking for something, then we'll go there. But if it's going to be another Lost Year song, it's going to be exactly what people know us for now. You know, it's only going to get better from this point forward.
Yeah, and we're going to let our listeners actually be able to hear one of the singles from the new project, Clinton. We're going to be listening to the single War on the Inside here in a moment. Stay with us, Clinton. We're going to take a quick break on the radio side. When we come back, we'll talk about this single and have you introduce it for us, okay?
For sure, man.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us as we continue our conversation with Clinton Cunanan here on Conversations Live.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
What if, for the first time in the history of the United States, we took a social and economic nosedive into oblivion? The Between Times by Martha Moran Bishop is just such a scenario. A story that reads like a folktale from the past, but in reality is a fantastic possibility based on the choices available to us today. The premise is nothing short of incredible, as modern-day Chicago fades into an evil darkness separated by a wall, a separateness ruled by the upper society that isolates and mistreats the poor. It is the belief in a legend that becomes the driving force behind the survival, a young girl named Jewel, living in the captivity of this devastating social-economic environment, is the dream. She manifests hope and magic from within this beautiful tale. The Between Times is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Thank you for that, Martin. We're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Clinton Cunanan. He's of the group Another Lost Year, but he's an individual who has had a great love for music for quite some time. He's been talking with us about the whirlwind that was 2012, of being on tour most of the year, and then, of course, being able to share music with his fans, his friends, as he calls them, out on the road as well. But, of course, many of you have gotten to know him online as well. He's been doing interviews such as this, talking about the new project. So tell us a little bit about this single, War on the Inside, Clinton. How did it come about?
We're on the Inside. I wrote it. It was about an hour, a year and a half after my mom had passed away. I was just at a really rough time in my life where I kind of felt lost. I mean, I think we've all been there. And there's so many events that transpire throughout your day where if you would have gone left instead of turning right at the stop sign, how that could have changed, you know, ultimately the course of your whole life. And that's what War on the Inside was, you know, the video depicts drug rehabilitation and things like that, which is kind of some of what it was, but it's not all of what it is. I mean, we all go through those internal struggles where,
yeah.
You know, you just try and find some kind of hope, some kind of peace in what you're doing, and that's what it was. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really enjoyed it. I haven't had an opportunity to listen to the whole album. I really enjoyed this track. I think there's a great message there. So, Clinton, for those who haven't had a chance to hear it, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for them?
This is our new single, War on the Inside, and we are Another Lost Year. We'll be right back.
was another lost year with War on the Inside here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners. But online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, we have Clinton Cunanan of the group Another Lost Year has been joining us, talking with us about the music. So, Clinton, we've kind of been telling our listeners a little bit about the group, about you and the musical experience. But how can they find out more information about the group and also get the new album?
You can go to anotherlostyear.com, and that'll link you to all our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And when you do that, make sure you hit us up personally, the band members. We're kind of out there. We live in a van, so we have a lot to talk about. about nothing. So you can grab the album from our website. You can order it off of iTunes, Amazon, retailers. You can pick it up there as well. Pretty much anywhere where any album, any music sold, wherever people get their music from is where you'll be able to find it. And I can't guarantee that everybody's going to like it. I can guarantee you that everybody's going to find something on that album too.
I agree with that. I agree they will find something that they like, Clinton. And I also want to say, because I enjoyed it myself, there is actually a YouTube video for War on the Inside as well. They can go there and watch that. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that, so make sure you do check that out as well. But as Clinton mentioned, they're all over the place on the social sites, so make sure you hit them up. I know we're following them also on Twitter. Invite you guys to do that. We actually tagged them on our Twitter page as well, so you'll be able to find them there at twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and we also tagged their Facebook fan page as well, so you'll be able to find it on our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb as well. Clinton, man, again, congratulations to the group, to you, for all of the success you guys have had, and we're looking forward to staying in contact with you guys for sure. There is a question, of course, that, you know, that I guess I kind of ask everybody, and so I have to ask you too, that is about the dream, because a lot of our listeners, regardless of what their particular interest might be, whether it's being a musician, an author, or an artist, whatever, there's something we all have in common, and that is the dream. What do you say to people about the importance of holding on to their dream, whatever it might be, and not letting go of it?
Chasing a dream is it's like a disease. Without them, forward progress stops. If the guy who invented tires didn't invent tires, who knows where we'd be.
Yeah.
Bill Gates would have stopped in his garage rather than branching out. How that would have changed the world of technology, I'm not saying that, the last year changes that. But it's definitely my dream. I did the college thing. I did the military thing. And I was happy. I was content with life, but there was always something more that I wanted to do. And when I stepped out into that unknown and decided to chase this dream, I found the greatest satisfaction in doing that and becoming whole. And really, I've learned a lot about myself. I mean, when you're down, you're low, you're broke, you're hungry, you're tired, you're really forced to look at yourself. And that can be the scariest realization for a lot of people, but at the same time, it's the most freeing and enlightening thing as well. So, never give up chasing your dreams, no matter if you want to be the best janitor in the world or you want to be the next Tom Cruise. Just go at it and go at it hard.
Exactly. Totally agree with that, Clinton. Again, Clinton Cunanan, everyone. From the group Another Lost Year, the new project is Better Days. As he said, you can get it wherever you normally get your music. Of course, we recommend you get it from our partner at Amazon.com, but it's also on iTunes as well. You can get it there. That single, if you just want the single, it's available for just a buck. You can get it on Amazon.com again. A War on the Inside was the title of the single you guys heard here. Clinton, man, again, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it and look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you, man. Anytime. Give me a call.
All right, then. Now, if you came in late in this part of the conversation with Clinton, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, as I mentioned earlier, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places, a direct link to this particular podcast. You can click on that link, listen to it completely for free, save it to your computer, share it with your friends using the social buttons there. And, of course, make sure you do follow the guys on Facebook and Twitter as well. I'm going to take a break here. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be here with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.